SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, police confirm the Bondi Junction stabbing spree that killed six people is not terror-related. Iran's Revolutionary Guard seizes a container ship amid tensions with Israel. And in rugby league, Cronulla beat an injury-plagued South Sydney Rabbitohs by 34-22. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I am Alex Anifantis. New South Wales police say they do not believe the fatal stabbing of six people at Westfield Bondi Junction on Saturday afternoon was a terrorist act. Police Commissioner Karen Webb has told reporters the 40-year-old male suspect, who was shot dead by a senior police officer inside the Sydney shopping centre, was known to law enforcement. He is yet to be formally identified, but Commissioner Webb says police are confident he acted alone and there is no ongoing threat to the community.
We know a little bit about this person, but as I said, we're waiting to confirm his identification. And if, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Those killed are also yet to be formally identified, but they include four women and one man who died at the scene, and another woman who later died in hospital. Eight people are currently being treated for stabbing injuries at hospitals around Sydney, including a nine-month-old infant who has undergone injury. New South Wales police say the shopping centre will be closed today and treated as a crime scene while investigations are ongoing. The Prime Minister says the stabbing spree that killed six people at Bondi Junction is beyond words of understanding. Anthony Albanese says the Westfield shopping centre in Sydney's east was the site of shocking violence as well as witness to the humanity and heroism of ordinary Australians, police and first responders. He commended those who stepped in to help injured people before emergency services arrived.
This was a horrific act of violence, indiscriminately targeted at innocent people going about an ordinary Saturday doing their shopping. Tonight, the first thoughts of all Australians are with the victims of these terrible acts and their loved ones. Our nation offers our deepest condolences and sympathies to all those who are grieving for someone they have lost, and we send our strength to those who have been injured.
Commandos from Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard rappelled from a helicopter onto an Israeli-affiliated container ship near the Strait of Hormuz and seized the vessel in the latest attack between the two countries. The seizure followed a suspected Israeli strike this month on an Iranian consular building in Syria that killed 12 people, including a senior guard general. Iran has promised to retaliate, and United States President Joe Biden cut short a weekend trip to his beach house in Delaware to return to the White House and monitor the situation. Ahead of the seizure, Israeli IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari issued this warning, saying Iran will bear the consequences for any escalation.
Iran will bear the consequences for choosing to escalate the situation any further. Israel is on high alert. We have increased our readiness to protect Israel from further Iranian aggression. We are also prepared to respond. The Israel Defense Forces prepared for all scenarios, and we will take the necessary steps, together with our allies, to protect the people of Israel.
Liberal candidate Simon Kennedy has been elected successor to former Prime Minister Scott Morrison in the seat of Cook in Sydney South. Saturday's by-election was triggered after Mr. Morrison announced his resignation from politics in January. In a message on X on Saturday evening, ABC election analyst Anthony Green called the seat for the Liberals. Six candidates had vied for the top spot, including members of the Greens, the Animal Justice Party, the Libertarians, Sustainable Australia and an independent. Labor did not contest the seat. In the NRL, Jason Dimitriou faces a nervous fight to hold on to his job as South Sydney coach after a battered and bruised Rabbitohs were beaten 34-22 by Cronulla. Already under significant pressure to stay coach, Dimitriou watched on as South fought hard but still let in six tries on Saturday night at Accor Stadium. After losing three men to injuries in the first half and two others taken off for head injury assessments, South Sydney had their fate sealed by a late Blake Brayley try. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I am Alex Anifantis.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.